41 years ago, the Open University was formed.
英国的开放大学是英国第一所使用远程教育进行授课的大学。Distance learning, 远程学习。
And today it's been voted one of Britain's top universities. Hello, I'm Andrea.
大家好，我是董真。
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
In this series, we're finding out a bit about some of the UK's top universities and what it's like to study at them.
但是这所开放大学 Open University, 或者叫它的缩写 OU, 并不是一所普通的大学，因为它的教学方式并不传统，并不 conventional.
I think one of the really stunning things about the OU is the way in which we use very high quality traditional texts in our teaching, but we guide students through them and our approach is multimedia. And I think for those who haven't studied for a long time, who lack those skills, our emphasis has always been on developing the skills and on taking people through it.
That was Professor Catherine Woodward from the Open University. She says that the OU uses high-quality texts or books, but the approach is multimedia.
The approach is multimedia. 他们的教学方式是多媒体。
And she also says that they help people who haven't studied for a long time.
她还说呢，开放大学的教育重点是帮助学生开发他们的技能 developing skills.
How the OU works is that you sign up for a course, but you do the work in your own time. That means unlike other universities, you don't go into classes. So it relies on technology. Former Vice Chancellor of the OU, Brenda Gurley, explains.
The Open University has an enormous virtual learning network of students, probably one of the largest virtual networks of any university in the world, actually.And it's a very, very lovely community of people. They've got support groups, chat rooms, they have seminars, they have clubs and societies, they have peer-to-peer mentoring. So when you talk about keeping in touch, you know, all these new technologies have given us terrific ways of people being in touch with each other and in the process helping each other.
Brenda 刚才给我们谈到了开放大学中的虚拟学习网络 Virtual Learning Network 就是说呢学生们可以通过网上的聊天室和其他同学交流也可以开展网上的学术讨论会
They even have societies and clubs online just like other universities
所以虽说开放大学的学生们不是坐在校园的教室里上课他们依然可以拥有一个丰富活跃的大学生活当然如果他们的电脑出了毛病那就不好办了
It's definitely an alternative or different way of studying.
Top universities, 英国的顶尖大学
From BBC Learning English.
This young woman has been doing a course through the Open University.
I'm quite self-motivated, which you have to be, but I've also found it amazing because I've been able to do so much at the same time. Well, I'm 21, so obviously a social life is important.But I don't really think I've missed out at all.
说话的这位女士就是在开放大学读完了一个专业。她说她自己是一个很自觉、很有自我激发力的人 ,self-motivated.
Studying in this way has given her time to do other things, and she doesn't think she's missed out on a social life.
A social life, 社会生活。Andrea, did you have a good social life when you were studying? 你上大学的时候有时间出去社交吗？
I had a very good social life, thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. And meeting other students and going to university events was so much a part of my degree. So I really can't imagine not having that.
是啊，大学生活相当重要的一部分就是和其他学生的社交啊、交往，还有参加校园和社会的各种活动。不过，正如刚才这位女毕业生所说的，在英国进行远程学习也是有着很强的优势。
Because I could work at the same time, I've had enough money to move out of my parents' house and live with some.Friends who are actually at a regular university, and that's brought with it opportunities to join in with some of their activities and stuff as well.
So, studying with the OU has allowed this woman to save money and work at the same time as getting her degree.
所以她和朋友们住在一起呢，也能读完一个大学课程，而且她也并不缺少可以参加大学活动的机会 opportunities.
Studying in the UK can be expensive, especially if you're a foreign student. It can cost around £4,000 a year to study here.
I think the affordability of the Open University will be a real attraction for young people in the near future, because conventional university is getting more expensive, and comparatively the Open University can be amazingly affordable.
看来读开放大学的一大优点就是费用不贵，容易承担 affordable，尤其是和英国其他的大学相比就更是这样，相比之下就是 comparatively.
And it's this that will attract young people to this particular university.
虽然英国开放大学的排名还是比不上牛津和剑桥，但是它能为学生提供费用不高而且学习方式灵活的独特优势，看来也是值得我们考虑的一个选择。那么我们今天的节目就要结束了，也欢迎大家经常到我们的网站上来收听和学习更多的 BBC 英语教学节目。我们的网址是 bbcukchina.com. Goodbye.
Bye.